A buddy of mine, Chris Tuff, joined us for a TLF guest expert call a few months ago. I posted a clip from that call back then, but there was another one I wanted to share with you because it was a lot of fun, and it was very entertaining and informative. Chris is the energetic author of the book The Millennial Whisperer, and he has a new book coming out early in 2022 titled Savior Asks. And what he's going to talk about today is something he calls Shawshanking, and it's from one of my favorite movies, Shawshank Redemption, and it's how the consistency of connection, staying in touch with people, and not forgetting might lead you to areas and connections that you'd never have otherwise. Andy Dufresne, who Chris will talk about, wanted a new library in the prison, and he wrote a letter consistently every week and never stopped to hopefully get what they were looking for. So that's what Chris is going to talk about today, and about how a friend did this with him and explained what he had done. So here's a little bit of Chris Tuff with our Mastermind Minutes.
And I turned to Jason and I said, dude, we met at the very advent of Facebook in a close Facebook group for marketers. That's what it was named. And here we are 7 years later, and you're signing the biggest contract of your career. As a salesperson and networker myself, how did you do it? He turned to me, he goes, Chris, I Shawshanked your ass. And I was like, oh my God, what is that? He said, Chris, every single week for the last 7 years, every week I've had a touch point with you. It's been on text, it's been on Instagram message, it's been on email, but every single week for the last 7 years, I've had a touch point with you and I Shawshanked you. And I said, and I was like, so like Shawshank Redemption, like chipping away? He was like, no, if you watch it again, and I watched it again, you would see in order to get the library funded for Shawshank Prison, he ended up writing a letter a week. And then finally, the government was so sick of Andy Dufresne sending the letters that they're like 3 years later, or I think it was 2 years later, they're like, here's $200. And he didn't stop. He kept writing letters until they finally funded the nicest library in the prison system. And so I turned to him. I said, I just got a call from one of the head people, the CMO of Home Depot, and they wanted to hire me as their social media person. But instead, I'm just going to Shawshank them and try to win them as a client for the agency. And so I ended up going to the Home Depot meeting with the CMO and their head of marketing. Fast forward, I Shawshanked them. So I took this strategy. I had a touch point. I created some of these other things outside of just me being a potential agency partner. And I was just a resource for them. I was like, everyone's full of shit out there when it comes to social media. Let me help you vet your different candidates. Let me just be a resource for you. And it was 14 months later that we got our first contract with the Home Depot. Fast forward, Trade School is an agency within our agency with 140 people just for that Home Depot business that I helped Shawshank. So that was 2014 that we landed them. So, you know, over 6 years, they're now one of our biggest clients. And that was all because of this implementing this idea of Shawshanking. And once again, I mean, and this is there's nuances to Shawshanking, because when you're building that relationship, all you're doing is you're creating common passion points and connection. It's all about connection. It's all about genuine connection. And all of my stories, whether it be the Home Depot or Nike, all of my stories with these clients, they end up becoming some of my best friends. And that is one of the amazing things, this idea of Shawshanking.
I love listening to him. He's so energetic, so passionate, and smart. Thanks, Chris Tuff, for joining us. I look forward to your next book. Shawshank will be a part of Savior Asks, so make sure you go out and get it. I'll be back with you with another Mastermind Minutes tomorrow.